This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, of your Friday this week, here to join me as we together trek through the New Testament, study the Word of God verse by verse. I thank you for taking part of your day, making WGOD Radio, and more importantly, making the Word of God an integral part of your day. Prior to getting started here today, we're going to pick up, I've left you on a cliffhanger for 2 days now, looking in the book of Romans at the two groups of people that I promised you, the Word said, actually, that God promises you. It doesn't matter what I promise to you, it's what God says. Two groups of people he promises to give up on. That's where we're going to pick it up in just a moment. In the meantime, this weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church. This Sunday morning, 10:30, the guest speaker, the Reverend Jim Johnson, very well-known former pastor, preacher here in Brevard County. He'll be bringing the word this week, as week two of my vacation at the church. And Sunday morning at 10:30, looking forward to hearing whatever the message is that the Lord has given him. I know it's going to be a good one, and he'll be preaching this Sunday at 10:30. I'll be back in the saddle next week. Wednesday night, midweek Bible study. We are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. Sunday morning, next Sunday, or week from this Sunday, I'm at Romans 8:17. And that is, we are heirs of God. Think about it, an heir of God. Of all the people you could be an heir of, you could be an heir of your Uncle Harry and find out where he left that can of cream corn with your name on it. Or maybe you could be an heir of Aunt Agnes and her costume jewelry. Or you could be an heir of Almighty God. Count me in there, Lord. An heir of God. Think about it. Romans 8:17 says this. It says, if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. There's only one problem here, and that is it's got the little conditional word there right after it. It's if. This is conditional, this promise. Being a child, being an heir of God, being a joint heir with Jesus Christ, it's conditional on this. If children, then we're heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we also may be glorified together. That's my sermon a week from Sunday. More on that as the time unfolds, but that, my friend, is a conditional promise. Suffering is part of the faith. We read in Philippians 1:29, it says, to you it's been granted. That's the word charis, where our word gift comes from. To you, it's been gifted. It's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. That will be my sermon again a week from Sunday. In the meantime, we're in Romans chapter 1. Let's pick it up now with the second group. The second group that God gives up on, gays and lesbians. The first group is idolaters, seen through environmentalists who have lost it. I mean, I say that with all due respect. God loves the environmentalists. God's charged you and I to be environmentalists, to care about and tend the environment. That's what he told Adam to do. We are all supposed to tend to the environment. But things got out of whack here, and you see this all around you today where it's out of whack. The Bible says, and God condemns, and says that he's given up on all those who worship the creature, that is the created thing, the creature, instead of the creator who was blessed forever. That is the first group. They've gotten out of whack. They worship the things of this world. You hear it all the time. There's people that know the name of the woman that created this world. When you know the name of the woman who created this world and raise an eyebrow out of that and say, then you've heard this and you know what this is. And the name, by the way, is Gaia. Of course, based on the Greek word geo, which is the word for earth. But when you worship and serve the creature instead of the creator, God promises that he's not going to draw you anymore. The time is coming when you are a practicing idolater, he's not going to draw you anymore. He's not going to draw you to him. And friend, don't kid yourself. You can't decide on your own when it's convenient for you to quit running and repent of sin and turn to God. There is no fire insurance. Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. He decides, and him drawing you is limited and conditional. Now, group number two, gays and lesbians, verse 26, Romans 1:26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even the women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. All right, Greek word here for exchange is metalasso. Means to convert. How appropriate. Means to convert from one state to another is what this word here for exchange is. Let me read it out of the New King James. It says here, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged, that is, they converted from one thing to another. They exchanged the natural use for that which is against nature. Verse 27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men and committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Shameful, shameful. Here are some timely definitions of this Greek word, shameful. Get on the TV and say that. But could you imagine what would happen to you today if you got on the television and said that man with men is shameful? You would be an outcast, at least for now. Soon the time would come where they'd string you up for that. You'll be fired from your job. You'll be blackballed, outcast, and kicked out of society if you hold to what God says about this. Men with men committing what is shameful. Here are some definitions of this word, shameful. The word means indecent. Also, it means deformed or obscene and shameful. Now, God uses the word abominable in the Old Testament. Now, listen to me carefully, friend. Maybe you can pass this on, spread this podcast with someone else, or this radio broadcast, WGODradio.com. Listen to me here. To be a homosexual carries a death sentence with it. Don't let anyone on television or any talk show radio person or any newscaster or any satanic fool tell you different. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. To be a practicing homosexual carries a death sentence with it. I guarantee it. I guarantee you on the authority of the Word of God, if you continue in a homosexual lifestyle, God will give up on you and forsake you, and God himself will leave you high and dry and on your own with no more conviction. and you will be condemned to hell. That is the outcome, I promise you, according to the word of God. Now, maybe you've been deceived by people in the world. This is why Paul said what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. He says, see that no one deceives you. And then he gives a list of people that'll never see the inside of hell. And both kinds of homosexuals, the passive and the active, are condemned. Well, for that matter, two kinds of thieves are condemned in that passage also. The klepto, secret thief, and the harpage, the open, out in the open, stick-em-up thief. But homosexuals, what we're talking about here, this is the second group of people that God is going to give up on. You know, the big scam to be pulled on the Church of Jesus Christ is to have you believe that being a homosexual is not sin. That's the greatest scam that's ever been pulled on the church, ever in 2,000 years. Satan does not want you to know that this flamboyant, deliberate sin is an affront to God and is punishable by death. Let me say it again. This flamboyant, deliberate, parade-throwing sin is an affront to God, it is abominable to God, and it's punishable by death. Homosexuality is an abomination to God, and it's a sin that it's punishable by death. And it's one of the two sins in the Bible we read that God will give up on you. The idolater who worships something else and puts something, worships something ahead of God. Now, I'm not talking someone who's committed idolatry. Otherwise, who would get into heaven? I'm not even talking someone who's committed a homosexual act. But this is someone who is practicing idolatry. There's a difference between idolatry, the noun, and idolatry, the adjective. Anyone can commit the noun. There's a difference between lying and being a liar. Everyone out here has committed the noun, but when the adjective describes you, that's when you got a problem. Here with homosexuality, there's lots of people that have been turned and have repented of homosexual lifestyle, and they're forgiven, and they're welcome into the family of God, and they're no worse sinners than Paul W. Esposito. But I want to be clear, and you'd understand what the Bible says. A practicing homosexual is like a practicing liar. And you'll never see the inside of heaven. Verse 28, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting. Well, we're out of time, I think, here for today. I just want to remind you here and just take to the bank here this word from God here today. Because I see around me that the church is deceived. And the church and billions of people out here in the world as well have swallowed this line, hook, line, and sinker, that homosexuality is okay now. Because there's so many of them, it's okay. And they use the word love and hate, that all they care about is love. And if you're not for that, then you are a hater. And all these things get turned around and you get made the bad guy where they get exalted. And don't let anyone deceive you, friend, that no homosexual will ever see the inside of heaven. And it's one of the two sins that God promises to give up on. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon as Paul continues his list of sins and sinners in Romans chapter 1.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time For WGOD Radio.